If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, we'll be talking about marriage. Can a bad marriage seriously damage your health? Well, according to scientists, it can. And I think many of us would have to agree that that seems pretty obvious. If you're dealing with a toxic or bad marriage, it seems like, yes, that could lead to damaged health. And I'm going to be talking about that on this episode today. Psychologists monitored 373 couples over 16 years and found that couples who disagree often have much poorer health, especially for men. A bad marriage with a lot of frequent conflicts could have a detrimental impact on your health, according to these psychologists. And the researchers at the universities of Nevada and Michigan monitored those 373 couples to investigate whether disagreeing about multiple topics such as children, money, in-laws, and even leisure activities seem to have negative health implications. It's very interesting. I know that many of you listening to my show, you've listened to my show for many years, some of you, and I very much appreciate it. And I appreciate you listening and your perspective. And I love when I get emails from the website about different subject matters and different takes and perspectives on what I talked about on the show, because it impacts me in a very positive way, because I know that you're listening and you like it and it's adding to your quality of life. So on this show, we're talking about bad marriages, and you know, I don't ever like to use the word good and bad. You know, we don't really need to be black and white. You know, a good shade of gray seems to work pretty well. However, when we're talking about a bad marriage, I think in this situation, this scientific study that was done, I think we need to discuss what makes for a tough bad marriage. What makes for it? What makes it tough? What makes it challenging? And I do believe that arguing and fighting is definitely something that does. I do believe that when we bicker and we have issues and problems, that's definitely something to think about. But I also feel that when the fights don't stop, when it seems like the fighting doesn't stop, when it feels like it's repetitive and nobody is putting it to rest, and it's like you leave it in one place and you pick it up right where it was previously. And marriage is an interesting thing because it's not like work, where you go to work and you can leave, take off, and you get the weekends off and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't get the weekends off, but you know what I'm talking about. And you can go and you can leave work and you come back on Monday feeling refreshed. Marriage is where you go after work. You know, when you wake up in the morning next to your spouse, when you go to bed at night next to your spouse. And if there's an argument or there's fighting or there's issues, it's very hard to get away. It's very hard to have some space because this is the person who's supposed to have your back. This is the person that's supposed to be your best friend. This is the person that's supposed to care about you more than anybody else except for yourself, okay? Seriously, I know. Some of y'all need to work on that self-love because you should be caring about yourself. And I know that might sound selfish, but it's not. You need to love yourself honestly, unconditionally, for real. Because when you actually figure that out, then everything else becomes a lot easier. And also, it really protects you from being in toxic relationships. But that's for another show. Well, we'll see. So anyway, in a marriage, it's supposed to be your buddy. You're supposed to have, you know, things in common. You're supposed to be able to be there for one another. You're supposed to be able to, you know, be there for the ups and the downs and a cheerlead and triumph and all that great stuff. That's what a marriage is supposed to be. Yes, are there arguments? Sure. Are there some ups and downs? Yes. That's normal. There's always going to be arguments. There's always going to be disagreements. If there were never any arguments and never any disagreements, that could be a problem. Okay. But I'm talking about when you're constantly arguing and constantly bickering and there's constant issues, that is going to wear on you on a constant basis. Okay? It is. Because you need some downtime in your life. You've got to have some. And if you're coming home and you're dealing with the stress and strain, and you're at work and you're dealing with the stress and strain, and you got responsibilities where you're dealing with other stresses and strains, this is going to weigh on you. And over time, it is not going to be pretty. Over time, it's going to be a problem. So I want to talk about, you know, unhealthy marriages, marriages that are leading to this unhealthy situation. And I'm going to be offering some solutions, okay? There's always solutions in my shows. I don't leave you hanging. I don't get you all up in arms and then say, okay, hey, see you later. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow. No, this is not the way it goes over here on Perspectives. It's about creating solutions and finding a path to figuring out what's right and what needs to be done. You know, knowledge is power. And when we have the knowledge, we allow ourselves the power to get ourselves out of any situation that we come into contact with, and to be able to understand where we stand in the situation, but better yet, maybe what we're contributing to good and maybe not necessarily good into the situation as well. You know, a relationship is a two-way street, and a marriage is a very interesting scenario because in a marriage, you want to grow together. You know, we hear about people talking about where, you know, we got married and, you know, we were working it out. We had some problems. We had some challenges, but eventually we got past that and we started growing together, working together, and things started working out. Because in a marriage, the last thing you want to do is have the enemy of the state, you know, sharing your bed. You got to really think about this because some of us might not have chosen the exact right person to marry. You know, it seems like that person gets joy when we fail. And in those types of situations, we really got to take a step back and analyze where have we gotten ourselves, why are we here, and what can we do to overcome the situation and move into a more positive situation. All very interesting stuff. You know, I first want to talk about something that I find very interesting is the way that men and women interpret things differently. You know, I find that oftentimes when a man is talking to a woman or a woman is talking to a man, the interpretation of what is being said is very different. Okay, it's very different. It's almost like night and day. Okay, and it's interesting when I do work with couples and there are couples therapy, one of the main things that I focus on is letting each other know, letting both people know that, well, this is what I heard and this is what I think they meant, and this is might have been what was said, but I think this is what was being conjured in the mind of the spouse, because oftentimes when we say something, we assume that the other person knows what we're saying, that they understand exactly where we're coming from, but that's just not true all the time, and we normally take it for granted because we assume that they know, and we don't realize that when we say something, sometimes it can sound very rude, very off-putting, very judgmental, very critical. And in those situations, we have a tendency of even what? We either blow up in the situation or what? Or we hold it all in. And very rarely have I seen somebody do something somewhere in that gray area, which is to calmly explain, this is how I heard it. I'm not sure if you meant it that way. I'm sure you didn't. Is there a way that we can talk about that and get this out in the open because my feelings are hurt and I want to discuss that? And very, very rarely do I get to hear people express themselves in that way. When I do, I'm completely impressed. Oftentimes in those situations, those people have either been through therapy are very calm to begin with, or realize that arguing and fighting is not going to get them anywhere. However, most of us have a tendency of defending ourselves and defending our spot in this world, defending our perspective, doing whatever we can to claim that. And in the process, we're basically, you know, demonizing one person or putting one person down in order to make our case. And it's just not necessary. But I found that marriage can bring out the best in people and marriage can bring out the worst in people. It's interesting. And when people aren't growing together and they're growing apart, I have seen people literally become each other's worst enemy. And that's definitely a problem. And in that situation, what happens is it's no longer a pleasant experience at home, and there's a lot of stress and strain. Usually there's some argumentation, and that leads to a fight or flight feeling, a totally under stress, under duress feeling. There's a lot of cortisol running through. There's a lot of stuff happening, and that leads to, well, stress, and it leads to poor health. You can't be around a stressful situation 24/7 and assume that you're not going to have something health-wise happen to you, okay? We internalize our feelings. We internalize our emotions. You know, it's not separate. We are not separate from our emotions. We are not separate. We're part of it. And when we feel a certain way and we're around certain things, it's going to impact us. We're going to internalize that. That internalization is going to impact our health in a negative way, and it's going to lead us to having health problems. And these health problems will have originated from the marriage. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about this scientific study and how it may impact you, as well as later on providing solutions to creating a marriage that's beneficial for both people. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I'm talking about bad marriages, how marriages can impact your health one way or another. If you're in a good marriage, it can impact you in a very healthy way. In a marriage that's tough, difficult, argumentative, bickering, not so good. You know, when we're dealing with negativity in our life and we're dealing with friction and anger, well, it manifests inside of us, okay? It's not like it's separate. It's not like our words and feelings are separate from our physical health. I'd like to say that that's the story, but unfortunately we are connected, and I think it's a good thing. However, if you find yourself in negative situations that are impacting you like that, it's going to definitely impact your health, and it's going to create some problems for your health probably in the future or in the immediate now. And recently, some scientists did a research study, and it's taken several years. It's been over the period of over 16 years that they've actually, you know, followed hundreds of couples and done a complete scientific study on how bad marriages affect health. And it's directly true. And as you can see, when we're dealing with something that's toxic or overwhelming or causes stress, that stress ends up causing us to have a health risk, because the stress impacts us in such a way that it causes a lot of inflammation. And anytime we're dealing with stress, you know, and inflammation, that inflammation causes a lot of different things. And it's interesting because, you know, when we're dealing with a lot of stress, and we're having that emotional stress and that emotional response, and we feel like we're being beaten up on emotionally and mentally, you know, the body's biological response is that fight or flight response, right? And that has a tendency, and that floods, you know, with adrenaline into our body, and it can help us in life-threatening situations, right? But if we're dealing with stressful situations in our home, and it's over a long period of time, you know, it can cause some major problems. It can cause certain protein levels to be constantly elevated, which can be a factor in many chronic health conditions. And those health conditions can cause us problems. I mean, it can cause problems in our guts, anything from colitis to, you know, different things like Crohn's disease, IBD, all kinds of stuff like that, that can be caused. And that can also be caused by, obviously, you know, different things like genetics and antibiotics and diets. But it also can be a direct cause from environment and stress and needing to deal with regulating our stress level. Okay. And, you know, it's interesting when we are in a marriage that there's a lot of bickering and there's a lot of arguing. I like to offer the analogy of smoking. Okay. We're not talking about that one fight that you had 9 months ago. I mean, some of you out there, you don't have that many fights. You have very few fights, but you rectify it, you come up with a solution, and you move on. We're not talking about that. That, to me, is having that one cigarette every 9 months I'm not advocating cigarettes, but I'm saying that one cigarette every 9 months is not going to kill you. But when you're bickering and fighting with your spouse every single day, I mean, think about that. How many fights and arguments are y'all having? And if you think about each fight and argument as a cigarette, if you're having like 15 cigarettes a day, and I'm talking about the fights, okay, 15 cigarettes a day, your health is, you've got to watch out. And I think oftentimes they don't realize the impact of that fighting and that bickering. I mean, it might not be screaming and yelling and throwing things, but there's a lot going on, and we don't realize how internalizing and how we internalize these situations and how it impacts our health in a negative way. You know, I find it interesting because we usually don't think about that. We don't think about that. We don't think about stress levels. We don't think about, you know, stress and cortisol. We don't think about any of that. And, you know, and all that stuff can cause various issues in our life. It can obviously hurt our joints. It can also cause heart disease, okay? And that's a huge thing. I mean, that's a huge thing, heart disease. And think about it. I mean, they were looking at studies about how, you know, people in bad marriages have a higher risk of heart disease. And that makes sense. And it's not based on diet necessarily. It's about stress. However, sometimes when we're stressed, right, we eat a lot, okay, to try to fill that void, to try to, you know, lessen up that stress load, sure. But when that stress is constant and constant, that is wearing out the heart. And we got to realize that. And I found that oftentimes when you're in a marriage where, you know, it's a win-win thing, you always got to win the battle. I find that that's one of the types of marriages that really needs to sit down and decide, can we work with a third-party therapist and really work through these issues? What can we do? What can we do to get through this? Is there something we can do? And I think there's always something that can be done. Yes, have I met with some folks who are married that, you know, we worked through stuff and there was still a lot going on. And there was still a lot of water under the bridge and there was still a lot of resentment. Yes, were there some times that I brought up the fact that this resentment needs to be dealt with because nothing's going to happen unless we deal with it? Yes. And some that I found that there's some marriages that are so toxic that both people really need to think about if they want to continue and be saddled with this for the rest of their life. Okay. Because it's going to be very hard. And for the most part, however, I do think that most marriages are you know, saved. They can be saved. They can be rescued. But I think that in order to do that, both people have to be willing to take responsibility for what they're bringing to the table. And they also have to take responsibility for bringing goodness into the relationship. One person can't be the positive and one person be the negative. There's got to be some help. Both people have to come together somewhere in the middle as an agreement and try to solve and help as much as possible. You know, a marriage is wonderful when it adds to the quality of both people's lives. You know, we often hear, you know, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. But, you know, that needs to be for everybody. It shouldn't be just for women. It should be for women and men or anybody in a relationship, whether it's, you know, a heterosexual or same-sex marriage, whatever. Both people need to be happy and healthy and grateful. It can't just be one person doing everything for one person. Okay, that's not going to work. And so it needs to be equal, and there needs to be something that can be done. So when we're thinking, too, about the way that people register thoughts, it's very interesting. When I am working with clients, especially with couples, it's very interesting the way that people hear things different. It's very interesting the way that people take in information. And it's very interesting how a man and a woman will deal with things differently, okay? And let me give you an example. So a woman comes home from work, and, you know, she's standing there. She's making dinner, hanging out, whatever. And when the husband asks her, you know, hey, how was your day at work? You know, she might talk about it, about what happened at work, maybe her emotions and her feelings. And a man usually is wanting to provide solution, comments as far as how to help that situation, how to overcome it, and how to move on. Now, what I've found with women often is they want to talk about their emotions. There's a certain percentage of women that are very solution-based. but I found that more aren't based completely in solution. It's more feeling and emotion and then solution, because that's what they've seen, you know, growing up. That's what they've seen growing up. That's what mom did. You know, that's what they saw growing up. And so, or the caretaker or the grandma. And what I found, though, is with, you know, men, on the other hand, they're solution-based. And so even if a woman is a good wife and really cares about her husband, because we interpret things differently and because we hear things different and we think that certain things work for everybody, for example, and I recently did this too, and I realized the impact of this is that, you know, I like to ask, you know, my husband how his day was. And sometimes it's a good response and sometimes it's not. And what I've done some research and working in my own practice and working with clients, I found that men interpret this differently. And I'm going to talk about it because this is something that everybody needs to know. Every woman out there needs to know this information that I'm going to share. Because if you've ever asked your husband how his day was and his response was rude or short or I don't want to talk about it, and you got your feelings hurt and you got your feelings upset, and you couldn't understand, well, I'm going to explain exactly why that is. Okay, I'm going to give you the full 411 on why that happened, because I figured it out. Because we might like to talk about our day and we might like to bring it up, but there's a reason why the majority of men don't, because of the way they were wired. And we're going to talk about that more, because this could help and impact your marriage in a positive way. This will definitely help and open your eyes to a different perspective. And this will also allow you to understand why your husband wasn't keen on talking about it. Because oftentimes we interpret that as being, you know, avoidance or being rude or trying to control the situation, when in reality, it's not that at all. So when I return, I'll be talking more about that. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and just put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. There's new video content every single week. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspective, I'm talking about marriage, how a bad marriage can affect your health adversely, and how a good marriage can really benefit your health. Right before the break, I was talking about how women and men act differently and like different things. And when I was talking about the fact of sharing your day, how just the act of talking about your day or asking about someone's day can impact someone very different. You know, a woman likes to talk more about emotions and feelings and then solution. Men are more about just solution. And so oftentimes when a woman begins to talk about her day, the husband might listen for a few seconds and then run in with a solution. La, 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 la. And that can really irritate the wife because she just wants to speak and talk about what happened. She doesn't necessarily need to hear what he's going to say or his solution, but he's got to put the 2 cents in. He's already kind of, you know, kind of stop listening anyway. And she kind of gets upset because she's like, my gosh, I just want to talk about how I feel and just explain what happened to me today. I don't need you chiming in, coming up with all these facts and figures and things I can do. I just need to be heard for a second, you know. And then when she says to her husband, you know, I wish you would just listen to me, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, he gets angry because he's trying to supply an option. She gets angry because he's not listening to her. And then there's an argument and a bickering. You never listen to me. I just want to talk about my feelings. You're never there for me. This is BS. I'm going to call my girlfriend and talk to her. Okay. And then, you know, the husband feels dejected because he's actually trying to help, right? I mean, trying to help with solution. He doesn't want his wife to be sad for the most part. Most people actually care about their spouses. Now let's flip-flop it. Okay. Husband comes home from work. You know, wife's making dinner after work too. Honey, how was your day? Tell me about your day at work. And I think that some people out there, some of you out there, some of you wives out there know exactly what I'm talking about. When you actually care, you actually care, okay? And, you know, you set the scene and you care about them. And the next thing you know, you ask them about how their day was and they respond back, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm stressed out. Why do I talk about my day? What, are you interested in my day? I mean, can I just relax? Can I just sit here for one moment and just relax? I had a long day, okay? And you feel dejected. You feel overwhelmed. You feel angry. You feel sad. Why is he acting like this? I'm trying to be nice. First off, we already have a problem when we're trying to be nice. We should be being nice anyway, so we're not trying to do anything. We got to get that word trying out of our vocabulary because trying never helped anybody, okay? Trying never got anything done because when you're trying something, you're not doing it. So I'm being nice, yes, and I'm caring. But in that situation, when you feel like you're getting dejected like that, it can be overwhelming. Well, I'm just trying to ask you. Sorry for caring. I mean, whatever. Okay, well, I don't even know why I came home to listen to this, okay? You know where these arguments are. Come on. We can all identify with this to some degree, correct? And so let me explain why this is happening, because this is very interesting, and this is a dynamic that's very important. And so all the wives out there, you might want to listen to this if you've heard this at least one time. Men want solutions. They want a solution, okay? When they have a problem, they want to find what? Solution. Okay. So when you're asking your husband when he gets home from work, how was his day? And he comes back with, I don't know why, I just can't have a private moment here, just sit here and relax. I don't understand why I have to talk about my day. I've had enough stress on me, really? When that's the case, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. What's happened is there's a problem at work, and there hasn't been a solution that has worked yet. And because there is no solution yet, and a man is solution-based, what happens is you're bringing it up. You're bringing up about the day. You're asking about it. And he's feeling that he has failed, and he's getting very stressed out because there is what? Because there's what? There's no solution yet. So you're reminding him by bringing up the day, even though you're trying to be positive, and you're, see, not trying. We're not trying to do anything. I don't like the word trying, because trying means I'm not doing anything. Trying means that I'm not doing anything. I'm trying, but trying never did anything. So you're being nice, and you're being supportive. But even though you're being supportive, the impact is negatively impacting your husband. Because what's happened is the solution has not presented itself. Your husband is feeling very challenged, overwhelmed. Do you see what I'm saying? And so you're impacting it again, reminding him that he hasn't figured out the solution to the problem that was at work. And so all I'm saying is that if you know that information right now, and that's some golden information that a lot of people don't know, because they don't know it, because they haven't been around it enough and understand it. But this is really just, it's pretty explanatory. When you realize that, all you just said, okay, you got it. And you can pick up on cues when you see them when they're home from work. It's really easy to pick up on a cue from somebody when they're feeling really good about themselves or when there's some stress or whatever. You don't have to bring it up, because what I found with men is they'll tell you if they want to. It's different from women. It's like we want somebody to ask us how we're doing, but a man really doesn't, okay, for the most part. He wants to kind of figure it out and stew on it and get through it on his own, and then, you know, when he's feeling good and stuff's going well, he'll share it with you. And I find that very interesting and very different, and I respect that. I respect that. You know, it's very interesting. So the next time that happens, realize that he hasn't come up with a solution, and that's why he's probably thinking about it. He's turning the problem over and over and over again. He's turning over every stone to try to figure out what to do. And right now, he just hasn't figured it out. And so when you bring it up, it reminds him that he has not been as competent as he wants to be at this point, because he would have already found a solution. Again, obviously, he's being hard on himself, but, you know, that's what a lot of men do. And there's a lot of women out there, too. I have a tendency of falling into that. You know, when I haven't come up with a solution, I don't really want to talk about it. And I've always kind of been that solution-based person, so I kind of bridge the gap in that gender gap on that deal, because I just don't. I'm cool with emotions. I'm connected with my emotions. I'm not disconnected. I'm very connected to my emotions. I used to not be, but I am now, last 12, 15, 20 years. But there was a time when I wasn't. There was a time when I had a lot of anger and resentment. And I worked through that and did a lot of soul work on that. And so I came out the other side. But I still like to really focus on solution. And I like to focus on concrete solutions. And when I find a concrete solution that works and I feel good about it, I run with it. I run with it because it's awesome and it's great and I love it. And that's what is so valuable. And so sometimes I fall into the same category. And, you know, my husband doesn't really ask me about how my day is, because I think we've been around each other long enough to understand that if our day is really great, we'll talk about it. If it's not, we're not going to bring it up. And we don't need somebody to force talk about it or ask us about it. You know, sometimes he'll ask me and I'll ask him. Sometimes it's the right moment. Sometimes it's at the inopportune moment. But what I've realized is just by being observant, you can mitigate arguments. Just by, you know, being the kind of person that cares, you can, you know, stop an argument. And what I mean by that is, as long as you don't really care about winning the argument, because winning the argument really doesn't matter, you can do a lot of marriage preservation by doing that. You can safeguard your marriage by not having to win the argument. It's a valuable place to be at, I'm telling you. I would much rather not win the argument and keep an amazing person in my life than win the argument. It doesn't matter that much to me. Now, there was a time in my past, sure, I'm going to win. Now, I'm going to win at all costs. But again, that goes back to the time when I was pretty angry. I was angry and resentful about some stuff, and I hadn't dealt with my resentments and anger at that point in time. And when I finally did come to terms and grasp with that, and that also is what leads to a kind of toxic bad marriage, is that when we bring that anger and resentment into our marriage, you can't compartmentalize that. You can't just act like it doesn't exist. I mean, this is a big part of it. I mean, this is a big deal. And that's the key, is that when we don't do our own personal work, we're not adding to the quality of the marriage. We're actually taking away from it. We're doing it a disservice. And that's a big deal. And I think that when we get into marriage, we got to look at it as, you know, we're going to take it day by day. But we had to have gotten into the marriage for the right reasons. And, you know, when we're in an unhealthy marriage, you know, there's some solutions that we can really work with, and there's some things we can do. And one thing that I want to talk about when I return is why an unhealthy marriage affects a man more. Because I think most of us would think it would affect a woman more, but it doesn't. And I'm going to talk about that. So the scientific research has discovered that it does affect men more. And physically and health-wise, and I want to talk about that and explain that so we all understand that and also offer some solutions to the marriage issues right now. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now,
800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode, I'm talking about marriage, about how a bad marriage can impact your health adversely and how a good marriage can benefit your health. And it's interesting, right before the break, I was talking about how men are affected more deeply health-wise when their marriage is bad, when there's tough times. And why that is, because I think oftentimes we would think it would be a woman that would be affected more. But it's not, according to this recent study. And it's interesting because I think that it's based on the fact, and this is what they were talking about, is that men have a difficult time dealing with failure. And failure impacts a man more so than a woman. Okay? And it's interesting because men internalize failure. And they internalize failure because they feel as though they are incompetent. And think about it. When you're in a marriage and you're a man and you've always been solution-based and figuring out problems and finding solution and doing very well, you know, in every other facet of your life, you know, whether it's sports or career or anything else. But when it comes to the marriage, you're dealing with this tough marriage and you feel as though it's failing. It's hemorrhaging. And because you can't find the solution, you've tried everything, you feel incompetent. And then when a man feels powerless, that's when their health deteriorates. And that's what you really want to think about, is if you're feeling powerless in your marriage right now, you've got to take a step back. If you're feeling powerless in your marriage right now, and you're feeling incompetent, and you're feeling as though you're a failure, you need to step back, and you need to work with somebody. Whether that's me or somebody else, you need to work with somebody to really focus and figure out what can be done to find a solution. Because that's so important. Because the last thing you want to do is revolve your life around a situation that you feel is a failure. What that does is that drags you down on every single level. because we can't compartmentalize our feelings. And failure leads to fear-based thoughts. And when we feel incompetent, again, we have fear and anxiety, stress, depression. And feeling powerless really sinks us into a greater depression. And so in that situation, to seek therapy is the first and foremost thing that you want to do. It's very powerful, and it can help. You can seek therapy one-on-one and then eventually bring in your spouse and work. And if you find the right therapist, you can really do a lot of great work, because the person, if they're good, is impartial, is very impartial, and allows both people to speak freely and helps both to interpret what they mean. Because oftentimes, like I was saying earlier, the man might interpret what the woman's saying differently, and the woman might interpret what the man's saying differently, and it's all filtered by our thoughts. If our thoughts are very positive, we have a positive filter. If our thoughts are very negative, we have a negative filter. If we think everybody's out to get us and that's our filter, then everybody's out to get us. The second thing is to take responsibility. If a marriage is going to work, if any relationship is going to work, you've got to take responsibility. Both people. Not just one. Both people have to take responsibility for the good and the bad. Because it's not just a one-way street. Both people are adding or taking away from the marriage. And both people need to do some introspection and take responsibility. The next thing that you can do is always be honest and truthful when it comes to your feelings and thoughts. You don't want to hold on to a bunch of resentment. You don't want to hold on to that, because that leads to a lot of stress and anxiety and anger. And anger will kill anything. Anger is like poison. The more anger you have in you, the more poisonous your insides will become, and usually that leads to some type of illness or disease. There's countless studies on it. We've seen it. And so being honest and being truthful in a positive way as much as you can, to talk about your feelings, to allow your real thoughts and feelings and values to come out, is mandated. You can't live as a chameleon, or, you know, walking on eggshells your whole life. You've got to step up and do what you need to do. And it begins with telling the truth and being honest, because every relationship is based on honesty and truth. You can't just placate somebody and expect the relationship to work. You can't just placate and expect the relationship to work. You've got to step up and care about yourself as well, and step up for what matters most to you. And you got to explain that sometimes, and you got to keep that next to your heart, and you got to do what's right. The next thing that you can do to help this marriage situation is to realize we can't fix everything. Sometimes the solution might not necessarily be what we want, but sometimes we have to realize that we can't fix everything. And that can be hard, because the last thing that you want to do to help the situation is to take your ego out of it. You got to check your ego out the door. That ego is going to get in the way, because that ego is going to tell you that you can fix everything, that you're in charge, that you have the power to change everything. And yes, for some degree, we all have the power to do things. We can have the power to fix things, but it's a two-way street. The other person has to be willing to. And we have the power to change our thoughts, and we have the power to create through our thoughts, and we have a lot of power, but we got to use that power for good. We've got to use that power to do good things. And if we use that power to do good things, we can create some amazing things in our life. But we also have to remember that if we exhaust every opportunity and we try everything, and you've done everything, you've taken responsibility, and you spoke, and you've gotten some therapy, and you've really worked on yourself, and you've really been honest, and you've worked on this for a long period of time, not just for a few months, okay? And you've become yourself, and you found yourself, and you're working on it. If that doesn't work, then you really need to step back and ask yourself, what are you willing to deal with for the rest of your life? And I'm not advocating divorce, but I am advocating that everybody needs to be happy. But you can't run from your problems. They'll just come back. So we got to do a lot of self-work when it comes to marriage, because it's two people coming up together with a big mirror in the middle. And we got to figure out what we got to do. And I'm a big believer that if you can work through the problems and the struggles of a marriage and you can get on that other side, kudos, because that's a powerful position to be in, because that means that you had to sacrifice and you had to meet in the middle and you were able to put your own issues and fears aside and work and build each other up to create an amazing, powerful union that so many people would really thrive in, and it's a powerful position to be in. I hope that this show has helped you. Please feel free to share this show with your friends and family. They might need to hear this. And last but not least, marriage is worth saving if it's worth it. Do your best and do everything that you can, and you'll feel good about the outcome. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.